Now the eel had its coils around Tag. It had released Dinat and was concentrating upon its attacker. Arching its head back, it tried biting at the otter, but Tag clung on like a grim nemesis, clenching his vice-like jaws as he bit deeper into the monstrous neck, seeking bone. Down, down they sank, locked together. Tag felt the air being squeezed from his lungs as the eel tried to kill him by crushing tighter and tighter. The lake was seemingly bottomless and icy cold. Otter and eel sank further into a world of aquamarine, ribboned with scarlet. Bubbles burst in a stream from Tag's mouth, and he began to feel certain that he would die in the watery depths with an eel embracing him. Then something brushed against his face. It was the tip of the net. Freeing his teeth from the eel, he locked them around one of the stone weights woven into the net's hem. Squirming around, the eel bit his shoulder and clung on. Despite the pain, Tag bent his elbow around and got the monster in a headlock. They began rising swiftly toward the surface, the otter with his neck and jaw muscles rigid as he gripped the net with all the strength he could muster. Looking downward from the corner of his left eye, he could see the eel's gold and black rimmed eye staring back at him, his elbow lock preventing his teeth from reaching his outstretched throat. Then everything was roaring sound, and Tag's head broke the surface. He saw Nimbalo and a host of yelling shrews standing on the shallow ledge, heaving on the net.
Pull! Pull, your string-snouted swabs! Get him up here on the ledge!
Tag sensed himself and the thrashing eel being hauled sideways, felt his rudder scrape the ledge, and then he was in the shallows. Nimbalo hurled himself upon the eel, kicking, biting and punching.
You great slimy son of a greasy rope! Let's see how many pies we can make out of you!
Wrenching his teeth from the otter, the eel went for Nimbalo. Tag felt the constricting coils slacken slightly. Like lightning, he whipped out his blade and stabbed deep into the creature's neck where his teeth had been sunk earlier. Suddenly, the monster resembled, in truth, the piece of greasy rope Nimbalo had called it. All power left its body, and the bulky coils fell uselessly away from Tag. It lay hissing softly, its once bright eyes clouding over.